everybody. At the end of Parashas Vayakel, the Torah describes the construction of the copper wash basin called the kiyor that the Kohanim washed their hands and feet from every single time they did the Avodah. And the Torah says in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, Vaya'as es ha-kiyor nechoshes, ve'es kano nechoshes, Bezalel made the basin out of brass. He also made its base out of brass. Bimaros hatsovos. He made them out of mirrors of the dedicated women. Asher tzavu Pesach Ohel Moed. These are the ministering women, the dedicated women who worked at the door of the Mishkan. What does this mean? The mirrors of the working women, the mirrors of the dedicated women, the mirrors of the ministering women. What does that mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, based on the Medrash Tanchuma, that the mirrors that they used to make the kiyor came from mirrors that belonged to Jewish women. They used the mirrors to look beautiful for their husbands back in Egypt. Rashi says that Moshe at first rejected these mirrors because he felt that they were used for vanity. But Hashem said to Moshe, take those mirrors, accept those mirrors. They are more precious to me than all of the other contributions to the Mishkan, because, says the Medrash, it was using those mirrors in Mitzrayim that enabled those women to have large families to make legions. And that's the expression, maros Hatsov os. It's the pasuk says the mirrors of the women who reared, who made, who gave birth to hosts. Tsov os, from the word savat, sadi veiz aleph. Rashi says that the mirrors were used by the women to encourage their husbands to be fruitful. The husbands were uninterested after a long day working as a slave, and the women used the mirrors to adorn themselves and to encourage their husbands, and eventually and subsequently, they became the matriarchs of large families. That is Rashi. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986, says in his Perush on the Chumash Drash Moshe that in addition to what Rashi said, there is another more general reason and a more universal message that the Torah is conveying here regarding the mirrors of the Maros HaTzovos, the mirrors of the dedicated women that went on the Kiyor. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the mirrors remind us, and they remind the Kohanim every single time before they do their Avodah, reminds us of the women's emuna in Hashem. Here they were, in the middle of Mitzrayim. It was easy to lose hope. It was easy to think that there was no reason to ensure the continuity of Klal Yisrael. And remember that even Amram, the Gadol Hador, Moshe's father, he said there was no reason to be involved in Pru Urvu. Imagine what the rest of Bnei Yisrael must have felt. Hope is lost. The future is bleak. The future is dismal. Where are the Jewish people going? Nothing's going to happen. And in this darkness and in this misery, the women came along and said, no, there is hope. There is a future. Things may look bad now, but that's just it. They only look bad. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's up to us to keep going, to have emunah, that Hashem wants us to keep going, to look towards the future and to work towards the future. That's what the women in Egypt said, and that's what they did with the mirrors. And it was these very mirrors that they used to ensure the continuity of Klal Yisrael. And Rav Moshe says that that is exactly what the Kohanim must keep in mind before they do their avoda every single day. Before you shech the animal, before you bring the blood to the Mizbeach, before you remove the ashes from the Mizbeach, before you do anything in the Mikdash, first go to the Kiyor and remind yourself that there is a future for Klal Yisrael. No matter how things look, no matter what it seems, remember and never forget that there is a future for Bnei Yisrael. Never forget that Bnei Yisrael deserves a future. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Never forget the phenomenal dedication and emuna of the women who ensured the continuity of Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants Bnei Yisrael to keep going, to plow through, to grow and to change the world. Keep that in mind. Follow the women as role models. And now go do the avoda. And Rav Moshe does not say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on what Rav Moshe said, that it's not enough for the Kohanim to keep Bnei Yisrael in mind. It's not enough for the Kohanim to keep the dedicated women in mind. They have to come to the Kiyor and they have to look in the mirror. They have to see themselves. And they have to say, it's not enough that there's going to be a future for Klal Yisrael. Look in the mirrors and say, what can I do to ensure the continuity of Klal Yisrael? I must work for Bnei Yisrael. I must work for the future of Klal Yisrael. Look in the mirror, not someone else, but me. Look in the mirror, see your own reflection, and take upon yourself the responsibility to ensure the future, build for the future, and change for the future, all l'shem shamayim. Have an amazing day, everyone!